Mr. President, my name is Lilia and I work for the Commission of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church for the Education in Ukraine. I'm here today to bring some information on the state of situation of education in my country that can be of your interest. According to the order of the Ministry of Education and Science of Ukraine, education in schools and kindergartens take place online. However, due to poor or damaged internet connection in some areas, children do not have access for studies. Although there are areas where it's possible to study online, not all can join the studying process. The families with more than one child are facing problems from the lack of equipment, computers, mobile phones, tablets, especially those who live in rural areas. Children do not have access to offline lessons, so they do not communicate with each other online. Many teachers have gone abroad and are unable to join the students' educational and upbringing process. Children live in stress or in fear of their lives and relatives. During airstrikes, both day and night, they have to stay in bomb shelters. In the territories temporarily occupied by Russia, Ukrainian textbooks are confiscated. Children are forced to study by Russian educational program, especially history, which is politicized and ideological. There is great pressure on teachers. Those who disagree with such a transition are at risk of losing their jobs and freedom. Thank you, Mr. President.